Good afternoon. Welcome to Oremus Communications Internet Radio. This is Jane Aniceto and
Emily Osmond
from the Legion of Mary in St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocassin, Delaware, United States of America. Today is January 11, 2019. On Sunday, January 13, is the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. After we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk about this feast day, and then we will pray a novena for priests.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hocassin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly, she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the Chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to St. Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Next, we're going to talk about the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. On Sunday, January 13, the Church celebrates the solemnity of the baptism of our Lord. This brings to an end the season of Christmas. The Church recalls our Lord's second manifestation, or Epiphany, which occurred on the occasion of his baptism in the Jordan. Jesus descended into the river to sanctify its waters and to give them the power to beget sons of God. The event takes on the importance of a second creation in which the entire Trinity intervenes. The mystery of Christ's baptism in the Jordan by St. John the Precursor proposes the contemplation of an already adult Jesus. This mystery is infinitely linked to the solemnities of the Lord's birth and the Epiphany that we have just celebrated, as in some ways it takes up and represents their significance to us. At Christmas, we have contemplated the human birth of the Word incarnate by the Virgin Mary. In the 4th century, the fathers of the Church deepened the understanding of the faith with regards to the Christmas mystery in the light of Jesus' humanity. They spoke of the incarnation of the Word already working like the Christification of that humanity that he had assumed from his mother. Or put in simpler terms, Jesus is the Christ from the first instant of conception in Mary's spotless womb, because he himself, with his divine power, consecrated, anointed, and Christified that human nature with which he became incarnate. In the mystery of the Epiphany, we then meditated on Christ's manifestation to all nations that was represented by the Magi, the wise men from the East, who came to adore the child. Now, in the mystery of Christ's baptism in the Jordan, we again encounter and represent the truth of the Lord's incarnation and his manifestation as the Christ. Jesus' baptism is, in fact, his definitive manifestation as the Messiah, or Christ to Israel, and as the Son of the Father to the entire world. Here we find the dimension of the Epiphany, which was his manifestation to all nations. The Father's voice from heaven shows that Jesus of Nazareth is the eternal Son and the descent of the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove shows the Trinitarian nature of the Christian God. The true and unique God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit shows himself in Christ through him, with him, and in him. The baptism in the Jordan returns to the great Christmas theme of Christification or Christification, Jesus of Nazareth's spiritual anointing. His presentation as the anointed one par excellence, the Messiah or the one sent by the Father for the salvation of mankind. The Spirit that descended on Jesus shows and seals in an incontrovertible way the Christification of Jesus' humanity that the Word had already fulfilled from the first moment of his miraculous conception by Mary. Jesus, from the very beginning, was always the Lord's Christ. He was always God. Yet, his one true humanity, that which is perfect in every way, as the Gospel records, constantly grew in natural and supernatural perfection. And Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and with men. In Israel, at 30 years of age, one reached full maturity and therefore could be a master. Jesus came of age, and the Spirit, descending and remaining on him, definitely consecrated his whole being as the Christ. The same Spirit that descended on the water of the River Jordan wafted over the waters during the first creation. Therefore, the baptism in the Jordan presents yet another truth, that Jesus has started a new creation. He is the second man, or the last Adam, that comes to repair the first Adam's guilt. He does this as the Lamb of God that takes away our sins. Looking at the events in light of the cross and resurrection, the Christian people realized what happened. Jesus loaded the burden of all mankind's guilt upon his shoulders. He bore it down into the depths of the Jordan. He inaugurated his public activity by stepping into the place of sinners. In the Eastern Church, this feast is called Theophany because at the baptism of Christ in the River Jordan, God appeared in three persons. The baptism of John was a sort of sacramental preparatory for the baptism of Christ. It moved men to sentiments of repentance and induced them to confess their sins. Christ did not need the baptism of John. Although he appeared in the substance of our flesh and was recognized outwardly like unto ourselves, he was absolutely sinless and impeccable. He conferred upon the water the power of the true baptism, which would remove all the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Many of the incidents which accompanied Christ's baptism are symbolical of what happened at our baptism. At Christ's baptism, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. At our baptism, the Trinity took its abode in our soul. At his baptism, Christ was proclaimed the beloved Son of the Father. At our baptism, we become the adopted sons of God. At Christ's baptism, the heavens were opened. At our baptism, heaven was opened to us. At his baptism, Jesus prayed. After our baptism, we must pray to avoid actual sin. We now pray the prayer for priests from St. Faustina.
O my Jesus,
I beg you on behalf of the whole church, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priest, for you can do all things. Novena for priests. Jesus, good shepherd, you sent the Holy Spirit to guide your church and lead her faithfully to you through the ministry of your priests. Through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, grant to your priests wisdom in leading, faithfulness in teaching, and holiness in guarding your sacred mysteries. As they cry out with all the faithful, Abba, Father, may your priests be ever more closely identified with you in your divine sonship, and offer their own lives with you, the one saving victim. Make them helpful brothers of one another and understanding fathers of all your people. Renew in your priests deeper faith, greater trust in you, childlike reliance on our Mother Mary, and unwavering fidelity to the Holy Father and his bishops. Holy Mary, intercede for your priests. Saint Joseph, protect them. Saint Michael, defend them. Saint John Vianney, pray for them. Before we end our program, here are some pro-life announcements. Join thousands of Catholics nationwide in the annual Pro-Life Novena, 9 Days for Life, Monday, January 14, to Tuesday, January 22. For the respect of all human life with daily intentions, brief reflections, and more. download a free mobile app, or sign up to receive the novena through daily emails or text messages. A printable version is also available online. Sign up at www.9daysforlife.com. March for Life announced that Senator Steve Daines, Republican Montana, Senator Dan Lipinski, Democrat Illinois, Representative Chris Smith, Republican New Jersey, and State Representative Katrina Jackson, Democrat LA, will address the 46th Annual March for Life on January 18, 2019. Jeannie Mancini, president of March for Life, said, "We are delighted to have these four pro-life champions speak at the March of Life rally. The right to life is a nonpartisan issue, and regardless of politics, we should all unite for life and stand against abortion, the greatest human rights abuse of our time." Senator Daines, Representative Lipinski, Representative Smith, and State Representative Jackson will join Ben Shapiro, Editor-in-Chief of the Daily Wire, Abby Johnson, founder of And Then There Were None, Dr. Alvini King, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn with Priests for Life, Dr. Kathy Altman, Fellow of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Ali Cavazos, President of Princeton Pro-Life, and Archbishop Joseph Neumann, Chairman of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Pro-Life Activities Committee. Over 100,000 Americans are set to travel from across the country to our nation's capital for this year's March for Life, the largest annual pro-life demonstration in the world. This year's theme, unique from day one, pro-life is pro-science, focuses on how scientific advancements reveal the humanity of the unborn child from the moment of conception. On Tuesday, January 22nd, the Church in the United States observes the annual Day of Prayer for the Legal Protection of Unborn Children. This day is set aside to pray for the legal protection of human life and to do penance for the violations to human dignity through abortion. We are called to observe this day through prayer and penance. More information can be found at www.usccb.org/January-22.
Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. I repeat, please send your comments to legionofmary.internetradio@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible: Father Charles Dillingham of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America; Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications; A.J. Laporto, who provided the music; and the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you, and please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.